I'm just outside the main space, and I'm talking to the man himself, Jem Finer.
Hello.
I've just grabbed you after lunch and before possibly your next session. I'm transfixed earlier on, watching the musicians playing this incredible, as you describe it almost, Bronze Age synthesizer. It's timeless.
Yeah.
Have these Tibetan bowls ever been structured this way before?
Not to my knowledge.
I talked earlier on how it almost seems that the building has been waiting for this instrument to be installed in this way.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is that, when I sort of reverse engineered the computer program that's previously been playing long player, it kind of fell out into this sort of circular form. It wasn't an intention, that's just the way it worked out. And so, with on this scale where, it's about 20 metres across. So it was a case of thinking, well, where's there a good circular space to perform it in? And the Roundhouse obviously springs to mind. There's other places too, but this is a wonderful location.
Hi, Ben.
How are you?
Definitely. And it's incredible how it's kind of... It doesn't matter where you stand, the acoustics,
yeah.
Not only all around you, but through you as well.
Yeah,
I guess
that's a kind of, as a combination of the sort of sonic characteristics of the bowls themselves. It's very sort of, especially with sort of low frequencies, it's hard to pinpoint a direction, so they kind of fill the space. And also the way the PA's been hung is like in a circular fashion. So, and then sound bounces... being a circular space, the sound bounces off walls and comes back from all directions. So it does, really fill it up. Yeah, it's interesting.
Where did you source all of the musicians from? How did you find people versed in the way of the Tibetan bowl?
Well, I didn't. I just found people from all different spheres of my life that I thought would be interested and would be, make a good group of people that would be happy sort of working together. So that was more the case. So a lot of them had never played a singing bowl in their lives before.
And of the ideas and concepts and questions and thoughts that have arise from this 1,000 minute in 1,000 years, which is, to be honest, beyond my comprehension right now, is there anything that's really stuck in your mind, a thought or an idea that you'd like to play with and carry on further?
Well, I mean, not as such, because those sort of thoughts have probably already been there, to actually complete the building of this sort of score in its entirety, to find a permanent home for it. But the more sort of immediate thoughts are ones about, just refinements to what exists, So the next time we do a performance, ways of simplifying it and making it more... more simple for people to read the score, more simple to play. But the abiding ambitions to find a permanent home for it.
Are you off playing again shortly?
Yeah, I have to. I can't see the time, but yes, in 10 minutes I have to. So I think I'll take my leave at this juncture.
No problem. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.